Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
You know, I get really tired of when you let the Democrats lead the news cycle. It bugs me. And, you know, I don't know. I don't really know why Trump falls for the bait sometimes, because they bait him and he falls for it and he goes with it. And I wish he wouldn't. He should just ignore these idiots. But he didn't. And he said they should be essentially now, you know, tried for sedition. And so now he's like, oh, he wants members of Congress killed. Nobody in Congress is going to be killed. You can't kill members of Congress. They have the ability to express their opinions. They also have the war-making power, the impeachment power. So they have all those powers. They also have immunity under the Constitution. So they are able to conduct their business in matters like this and disagree with the commander-in-chief. That's how the system works. So he's using hyperbole. And then everybody loses their freaking minds. And then it's either, are you on team killing members of Congress or on team not killing members of Congress? And I'm tired of it, quite frankly. I'm tired of falling into this trap. And I get it. We live in this world of clicks and outrage, and everybody has to, you know, and it's like, I agree with them. They should be killed if they're telling people not to follow the orders of the commander, and she should be hanged for sedition and treason. And it's like, would you calm down? Like, calm down. Just take a breath. All right. Take a breath. If you haven't learned by now, in this administration, where you got to take a deep breath before you just spring into action, I don't know when you're going to learn. I really don't. I don't know when you're going to learn this. This is a guy who says whatever comes to his mind, there's no filter, and there's no way to have him have a filter. People have tried, and there's no filter accessory. There's no filter attachment. There's no filter app. You can't kill members of Congress for suggesting that they should, that, or for saying that soldiers should not follow an illegal order, because that is the law. They're not supposed to follow an illegal order, and suggesting and saying that they shouldn't is their First Amendment right to say so. Just like it would be their First Amendment right to say, we should not go to war. We should not be dealing with selling jets to Saudi Arabia. A Ukraine-Russia peace deal, blowing up Venezuela drug boats, whatever it is, invading Venezuela, not invading Venezuela, whatever it is, they have the right to say whatever they want. And they also have the war-making power under the Constitution. They have the oversight responsibility under the Constitution, and they have the power of the purse. So when he flies off on his Truth Social handle and starts talking about trying these people, and then the entire news cycle and narrative and everything just changes, and everybody has to respond and comment. And you got to be, so do you agree with killing members of Congress, or do you not agree with killing members of Congress? It's like, would you stop? Like, stop. Take a deep breath and relax. Now, that's never going to happen, of course. And he likes it this way. I think you also have to recognize that about him. He likes this. He likes it. It's what gets him going. What juices him up. I don't know what to tell you by now if you haven't figured that out. Again, it's like, when are you going to learn? You know, he likes the fight. He likes the battle. He likes the attention. If And I promise you this, if it ever comes to a time where they start arresting members of Congress and trying them for sedition, I promise you I'll be the first one to speak out against it. OK, I will. I give you my word. I promise you, if that day comes, I will loudly speak out against executing members of Congress for sedition, for telling the troops what they already know, which is that they should not follow an illegal order. OK, I'm happy to do that. If that's what you need from me, if you need that from me, I'm happy. I'm happy to give you my word on that. All right. This way, I can't be accused of ignoring the threats to kill members of Congress, which are actually really not threats at all, obviously. And you won't have to worry that I've somehow compromised my constitutional position on the matter by not being there to say, don't execute the members of Congress for sedition, because they're not committing sedition in the first place. All right. So can we all relax then? OK, good. And as far as Trump is going to say something in maybe it'll be 2 minutes, maybe 2 days, could be 2 weeks, could be 2 hours. I don't know. That'll start another whole cycle of outrage. There's been like 8,500 of them since the guy came on the scene. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you, but I get just tired of having to be like, okay, I guess we got to talk about this now. So here's the backstory on this, if you don't know what I'm talking about, because you've been living under a rock. So these members of Congress put out a video and they said, don't follow an illegal order. Okay, well, they're not supposed to. The military is not supposed to follow an illegal order. That's the law, and they're not supposed to do that. So they know that. It's drilled into them. If I had more time with McCormick, I would have probably asked them, hey, when you were in the 82nd Airborne, did they remind you not to follow any illegal orders? Because the answer to that, of course, would be yes. But I also don't want to waste time with like a U.S. senator, like asking him to respond to the latest outrage, because I just feel like his time's limited. My time's limited with him. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you at this point. I really don't. You know, I know a couple things in life by now. I've learned things over the years. If you go see the Mall Santa Express, you're going to get frustrated. At least based on my own personal experience. Do we have that segment, by the way, of my time with the Mall Santa? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I remember it, but I don't have it on hand. No.
Can we? And I don't mean to play it right now, but can we find it?
Do you remember when it was from?
Well, I was still in afternoons, and we were still at 400 Market Street back then. I know that.
Oh, that's going to be difficult.
I almost got kicked out of the mall, and I had to run with mall security over an incident with the Mall Santa. Road Warrior, step up.
Official historian, you're being asked to do something.
He'll remember it. He will, or Chris Eppolito will, I guarantee. Or the Bachelor Chris, or the Greater Chris. Which one is... Wait. Hang on. I'm not on the YouTube chat right now. I didn't bring my computer with me, so I don't know how to do that. I guess I could just open up the app, right?
Yeah, on your phone.
That seems like a lot of work. Doesn't it?
It is a pain.
Wait, he's going by the Greater Chris right now. All right, that Chris may know. He may know about the mall kerfluffle. That's very possible when that happened. I had a better experience this time around with the kids than that time. But if we can find that in the archives, that would be great. At one point, that was part of our Best Of show. I don't know. We don't really do Best Ofs anymore. We pay people to host shows on major holidays. So... Like they used to pay me back in the day. But anyway, so we don't really do Best Of shows anymore. So maybe we'll put it in a podcast Best Of edition or something like that. How does that sound? Or maybe I could eat up a whole chunk of time on the show by replaying that and kick my feet up for 20 minutes. It's still my content. Right?
Yeah, I mean, if we can find it, if someone has it, we can definitely replay it. I'm not totally optimistic that we will be able to hunt it down, because I don't think we have archives that go back that far any longer.
No, but then we resurfaced them for Best Of shows in the years following. So that would be that we recycled them. When I grew up, I want to be a piece of ocean plastic. And let a whale choke on me. No, you know what I'm talking about? Like, we would play it again in the Best Of when I was in mornings. So then it would be recycled. That makes sense.
Well, I don't doubt that. But I just don't think... the archives that I have access to don't go back beyond when I started working on the show.
All right, fine. enough. Let's first get the date, and then we'll deal with it. All right? How's that
That's
sound?
Fine. Right. Yes. Hopefully someone has, like, a copy of a podcast or an MP3 file already. If you could send that to me, I would be indebted to
well,
you.
We wouldn't want to make you work hard, DeSantis, so...
I don't have an archive that goes back further than, like, 2022. That's the issue.
All right. Well, Justin, will you monitor the YouTube chat and see if anyone comes up with anything for us?
Will do.
Thank you. I appreciate that. All right. So anyway, if you are wondering what I'm talking about with all this, so these Democrat members of Congress put out a video, and several of them are people like Mark Kelly, who was the boring white guy who wasn't boring and white enough to be picked for Kamala Harris as his running mate, and other people as well, who came out and said that our troops should not follow an illegal order. Which number is that? I don't see that on here. Where is it? What is it? Oh, cut one, the first one. Oh, that's why I didn't see it. It's the mark number one. All right, that makes sense. All right, so Democratic lawmakers urge the troops to disobey illegal orders from Trump. Half a dozen members of Congress who previously served in the military or intelligence committee, including Senator Alyssa Slotkin, Senator Mark Kelly, Representative Jason Crow, Representative Maggie Goodlander, Representative Chris DeLuzio, and Representative Chrissy Houlihan, said the threats to our Constitution are coming from right here at home, and repeatedly urged the military and intelligence community to refuse illegal orders. Now, what you have to realize here is that the key is illegal. They're supposed to refuse illegal orders anyway. But, you know, it's interesting because the worst thing that you could probably do in the military in terms of mass casualty event would be what? What would it be? I'm asking you, Justin, what do you think the worst thing you could do from a mass casualty event perspective would be what?
Disobey orders.
No. Like, what thing could you do? Like, militarily wise. You would drop a...
bomb.
Atomic bomb. Launch nuclear missiles. Right?
Yeah.
It's illegal to not follow that order. That make sense?
Yeah.
The rub in all this, though, is that, like, if a president was off his freaking rocker and wanted to launch nuclear weapons, and you felt like it was an illegal order, you'd be the one to go to prison. That's the thing. I'm just saying, I'm pointing that out because I feel like there's a whole little loophole in this illegal order thing. You know what I mean?
So, yeah.
Because it's illegal for you not to follow an order when it comes to launching nuclear missiles. Anyway, that's the whole fail-safe chain of command thing, and it's has to do with when we decided that the president and only the president gets to make that decision. And so you can't have other people counter him. You can't have other people disagree with him. We don't have enough time. We have to strike first, or we have to be able to hit back quickly enough. There's no time to debate. There's no time for committee. There's no time for anybody else at the Pentagon to sign off. The VP doesn't have to agree. The Speaker of the House doesn't have to agree. Like, nobody. And if you disobey that order, you'll be the one in the brig, so to speak. If it was not a real order. And I'm saying, like, if it was, you'll be the one going down for it. But beyond that, I don't know what illegal orders are given, because it's not illegal for the president to order global thermonuclear war. In fact, if the order goes down, you have to follow it and hope to God that it's just a test. And you're being in, I mean, at least according to the movies anyway.
There's a good movie that just came out. Was it House of Dynamite?
Did you think it was good?
I thought it was really good.
It was pretty good, actually. I would recommend it.
Yeah, it's on Netflix. I think it's like an hour and some change. Yeah. Easy watch.
You know,
something to just throw on when you don't feel like doing anything. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, you found the mall Santa?
I think I have it. I'm gonna have to. I mean, it's a 12-minute clip, so I'm gonna have to listen to it when we go to commercial
great
break
time on the show.
I think it's the mall Santa Club. I don't know for certain because, again, I haven't listened through the entire thing yet.
Okay, but all right, we'll see. Relax.
Well, I just don't want you to get your hopes up.
Tone it down on the
high strung today.
Nice. He's had a lot of creepy vanilla cokes. Had a lot of creepy vanilla cokes today, DeSantis. Unbelievable.
I haven't had any Coca Colas yet, which is probably why I'm so high strung. They calm me down.
What was in that brioche? Did you have the extra special bologna laced with cocaine today? Huh? Man.
They don't even sell such a bologna.
Oh, I'm sure they do. Or you can probably get that in Kensington if you want it. If you want laced bologna, I'm pretty sure you can get it a few blocks from here. Am I right?
100%.
I'm just saying. Go outside of 30th Street Station right now, guy. Get you some lace bologna with fentanyl. I mean, you'll be dead probably from the bologna more so than the fentanyl, but nevertheless.
Something will kill you, yeah. We just don't know which.
Would you like to play a little game? All right, here are the Democratic lawmakers. Here's cut number one. Take a listen.
I'm Senator Alyssa Slotkin.
Senator Mark Kelly.
Representative Chris DeLuzio.
Congresswoman Maggie Goodlander.
Representative Chrissy Houlihan.
Congressman Jason Crow.
I was a captain in the United States Navy.
Former CIA officer.
Former Navy.
Former paratrooper and Army Ranger.
Former intelligence officer.
Former Air Force.
We want to speak directly to members of the military
and the intelligence community
who take risks each day
to keep Americans safe.
We know you are under enormous stress and pressure right now.
Americans trust their military.
But that trust is at risk.
This administration is pitting our uniformed military
and intelligence community professionals
against American citizens.
Like us, you all swore an oath
to protect and defend this Constitution.
Right now, the threats to our Constitution aren't just coming from abroad,
but from right here at home.
Our laws are clear. You can refuse illegal orders.
You can refuse illegal orders.
You must refuse illegal orders.
No one has to carry out orders that violate the law
or our Constitution.
We know this is hard
and that it's a difficult time to be a public servant.
But whether you're serving in the CIA,
the Army,
or Navy,
the Air Force,
your vigilance is critical.
And know that we have your back.
Because now, more than ever,
the American people need you. We need you to stand up for our laws,
our Constitution,
and who we are as Americans. Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up the ship.
Okay. Don't follow an illegal order. Okay, that's what they're supposed to do. So what exactly are they referring to? That's the question. What do you mean then? What illegal orders are you referring to? So they asked that guy, Jason Crow, who, by the way, was in New Jersey and was doing a really stupid game of. So they had Mikey Sherrill, oh God, governor-elect of New Jersey, and Jason Crow together. Doing a Sheryl Crow trivia game where they played Sheryl Crow songs and you had to guess if it was. Actually, I want to kill myself just even telling you about it. So I'm going to stop telling you about it. It was that bad. It was so bad. And I was watching that and thinking, oh, my God, I can't believe it right now. Anyway, this is Jason Crow, who's in there, who's in that clip. And they asked the question, so what illegal orders are you talking about? What illegal orders are being given that you're telling everybody not to follow? Because that's the obvious question, isn't it? What are you alleging here? What are the illegal orders? What are you alleging? What are you telling people not to follow, basically, would be the short answer to that. What are you suggesting the military not follow? What do you view as illegal? Because, you know, as a member of Congress, they have the power to impeach the president. I mean, if they really believe the commander-in-chief is giving illegal orders, well, that would rise to the level of an impeachable offense. So they could impeach him. So then it's not out of the realm of possibility then to ask the question to a member of the House of Representatives, what illegal orders do you believe the commander-in-chief is giving here? Like, for example, if he was telling them to go and execute, I don't know, civilians or something like that. Like, go to Ukraine and execute a bunch of civilians. That would clearly be illegal. That would be an illegal order. So if the commander-in-chief was giving that, not only would the military have a right to not, or a duty to not do that, but then Congress should impeach the president and remove him from office so that he's no longer the commander-in-chief. So is that happening? Am I missing that? Are we mowing down civilians somewhere? Or is that like a thing? I want to understand that. Maybe they mean the drug boats. But the drug boats are covered, whether I agree with it or not, they're covered under the president's ability to fight groups that he designates as narco-terrorists. I mean, Congress has given the president broad authority in that. So that's not illegal either. I mean, drone striking a wedding is not illegal. Killing American citizens with drones isn't illegal because Obama did that 4 times. So what is illegal exactly that you're talking about? So here's Jason Crow, who's in that video. And he can't answer the freaking question because nothing illegal is happening, which again kind of goes back to what I was saying earlier, which is that this whole thing is just catnip that was thrown to try to get Trump to take the bait. He takes the bait, and then he starts talking about sedition and executing members of Congress. Suddenly now we're all talking about it, because this is what happens in this hell loop that we seem to be in every single day. Take a listen.
You're a former paratrooper, Army Ranger. You know better than most how crucial the chain of command is. You say you can refuse illegal orders. You must refuse illegal orders. What exactly are you telling the soldiers to do? Stand up and say no or quit?
No, we're telling the soldiers exactly what they're trained to do in basic training. Like I just said, you have to follow the law.
Right? But what
chain
does that
of command
mean precisely?
Is really important, but above the chain, it means you follow the law. It means that if there's an unlawful order, if you're asked to violate the Constitution, you're not obligated to do that. And let's use some examples, by the way. So Abu Ghraib prison, right? There were privates and junior enlisted who were ordered to do things that were unlawful, and 11 of them ended up being criminally prosecuted.
Let's pause it right there for a second. Okay. All right. Has anybody shoved a plunger up somebody's rectum recently that I don't know about? Am I missing something? Abu Ghraib was like 57 years ago. No, it was in the Bush administration, I believe, right? Or was it Obama? I forget. But it was a long time ago. I just want to understand, when are we shoving plungers up people's rectums again? Is that a thing? Did I miss that? Did you have that? Did you hear that story? Have you heard that? Matt, can you Google plungers up rectums and see if there's anything in the news that I'm missing that our military's doing?
I really don't want to Google that.
Just Google plungers up rectums and see what
please,
comes up.
Please don't make me.
Would you just Google plungers up rectums, please?
I don't want to.
Take okay. one for the team, because I'm not looking it up
no
on
pun
the...
No intended.
I'm not looking it up on Odyssey. On the Odyssey. I don't want Austin coming in here asking me questions about why I'm looking up plungers up rectum.
I swear to God, we're living in the dumbest freaking time ever of all time. I don't even think I'm living. I think I'm still at a coma at Cooper. I really do. Okay? Let's keep going with this, please.
Eli massacre in Vietnam, where you had
Vietnam.
Durston,
wait a second.
A
time out. Did we go back in time? Did I miss something? I know Jack Carr's got a book out about Vietnam. Did that book transport us back to Vietnam? Are we killing civilians in villages? Did that happen? I know that when Jack Carr came, was it like one of those weird things where when Greg Stocker put on the Spotify playlist from the 1960s and we heard all that Jack Carr music, that it all transformed us? And now we're back in the Vietnam War. Huh? Do you imagine if you could do that with a playlist? Could you imagine? Huh? You know what my playlist is called? Plungers Up Rectums. That's what it's called. Actually, that was my Creedence Clearwater Revival cover band name. As we sang Vietnam songs, which apparently now we're all back living in. Okay, let's go back.
Refused to massacre civilians. They were the heroes of that moment, but their commander, their Lieutenant Callie, actually ordered it, and he went to prison. So there are example after example in U.S. military history of people that are asked to do things that are unlawful, usually almost always involving committing violence or crimes against civilians that uniformed personnel are obligated to refuse if that's what they're ordered to do. And we're concerned about this, Elizabeth. We're concerned about this because of the rhetoric of this president, right? The president actually said, hey, can you shoot these people in the leg during the Lafayette Square protests?
But that wasn't an order. I think that was a question, right?
And he... This president has a long history of saying nefarious and dubious things, right? But you don't ever wait until an order is actually given to train people and tell them what their obligations are.
So to
you
be
train
clear,
them before
to be
because,
clear, right? But to be clear, Congressman, you're not saying President Trump has already given any illegal orders, are you?
We're not talking about specific orders.
I wish I was in a freaking coma. I really do. I wish that I had that 2 minutes of my life back. And all I can say to you is plungers and rectum. I wish I was massacred in a Cambodian village right now. That's what I wish. That'd be my wish, that I could go back in time. I could sit there like Christopher Reeve. And what was that movie where he was at the hotel? You know, the one? Is it Somewhere in Time? And he listens to music and he like goes back in time. I filmed that in the Adirondacks at Lake George, as a matter of fact. A beautiful hotel up there. I wish I could do that. I wish I could put on Jack Carr's Spotify playlist, go back in time and be massacred in a Cambodian village just so that I could end this discussion, because that's how friggin' stupid it is. So these members of Congress made a video saying what is already what the military knows, which is don't follow an illegal order. They can't give an example of any illegal orders. They aren't saying that the president's giving any illegal orders. They also have the power to impeach him if he does. So what the hell are we even talking about here? I don't even understand why this is even a conversation, other than they threw the catnip out there and he took it. He took the bait. He took the bait and he tweeted out like 87 Truth Social posts about sedition and hanging and everything else. And now we're all talking about this. So I don't know what to tell you. I really don't. I wish I was in Abu Ghraib. I don't wish that was a little rough. I'm not going to lie. That was probably a little rough for everybody involved there. Oof. All right. Let's talk about your smile, shall we? Because we need to smile and laugh. Otherwise, we're all going to lose our freaking minds. I'm telling you. When it comes to complex dental surgery like implants, crowns, etc., don't just trust any old pop-up dental chain. Go to the best. Go to my buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria. For over 12 years in a row, Dr. Mike has been recognized by his peers as a master of complex, masterful dentistry. Dr. Mike treats other doctors. In fact, the experts call him the expert. You want a dentist who actually cares about your health. And with Dr. Mike, it's about cost. It's not about cost. Excuse me. It's about care. I got to put my glasses back on. I can't read. His compassion and commitment to your health is his top priority. That's why the entire Zioli family goes to see Dr. Mike. When it comes to your health, please don't cut corners. And you may have benefits that are expiring at the end of the year. Now, Bridget got a beautiful smile upgrade from Dr. Mike last year. Her veneers needed to be replaced. He gave her beautiful caps, and her smile has never looked more beautiful. And it was beautiful before, but it's never looked more beautiful. In addition to that, the whole family goes to him. And I think when a dentist says, hey, listen, I can't do this procedure, but I'm going to recommend Dr. Mike Veneria to you, they're putting their name, their practice all on the line here and saying, this is the guy, which is a reflection on them if it goes bad. And for over 12 years, that's what they've been doing. So that tells you everything you need to know. Where doctors and dentists go for their health care, where they send other patients, is a big, big freaking deal. So go to my guy, Dr. Mike Veneria, 856-786-2020, 856-786-2020, or veneriadental.com. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, my buddy, my friend, and the undisputed master of dental implants, Dr. Mike Veneria, veneriadental.com.
The Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
careful. Careful. Might find ourselves back in Nam. Shooting up a village. We're defying an order to shoot up a village. So stupid. But I've gotten some great reaction from this, by the way. So let's see here. Bo in Levittown. I hope the kids are not in the car. It's a half day today. I'm going to get some angry emails. Rich, I just Googled plungers up rectums, and this comes up. OTC hemorrhoid remedy / preparation H official site. Enjoy the show. Thank you, Bo.
His targeted ads are going to be
insane.
Interesting.
Oh, dude, your algorithm is going to be so messed up now.
You don't recover from that.
You can't.
You got to look that stuff up in an incognito tab. You can't be doing that just in the regular one. Come on now.
I mean, you may have to just start over and
start over with the internet.
Yeah, you may have to literally just side out of everything and create a whole new name and start fresh and just because your algorithm is so done. Brian Zelensky, who now agrees with my point, which is just ignore these idiots. I mean, they're I don't know what to tell you. Caroline Levitt responded to this whole thing today. No, the president does not want to kill members of Congress. I'm glad we have to make that clear. So let's talk about that. This is cut number two. The White House press secretary today. Take a listen.
In a city that's becoming much more left than I think this president ever anticipated in his many years of living in New York himself. Nancy.
Thanks, Caroline. This morning, President Trump accused six Democratic lawmakers of seditious behavior punishable by death. Just to be clear, does the president want to execute members of Congress?
No. Let's be clear about what the president
no?
is responding
oh,
to.
Oh, hang on a second here. I really thought he did. I'm so confused. I really thought he was going to start killing members of Congress. Wow. I had no idea the answer was going to be no to that question. Wow. I'm shocked. I'm shocked. I really did. I thought he was going to start killing them all. I don't know. I feel it's like we don't learn. I don't learn because I went back to the mall, Santa. All right, keep going, please.
President's response, but not what brought the president to responding in this way. You have sitting members of the United States Congress who conspired together to orchestrate a video message to members of the United States military, to active duty service members, to members of the national security apparatus, encouraging them to defy the president's lawful orders. The sanctity of our military rests on the chain of command. And if that chain of command is broken, it can lead to people getting killed. It can lead to chaos. And that's what these members of Congress who swore an oath to abide by the Constitution are essentially encouraging. We have 1.3 active duty service members in this country. And if they hear this radical message from sitting members of Congress, that could inspire chaos and it could incite violence and it certainly could disrupt the chain of command. These three members of Congress, I will also add, knew exactly what they were doing. You look at Alyssa Slotkin. She's a former member of the CIA. Mark Kelly was a captain in the U.S. Navy. Maggie Goodlander was a naval officer. And notably, she is also the wife of Joe Biden's national security former advisor, Jake Sullivan. And so these members knew what they were doing. They were leading into their credentials as former members of our military, as veterans, as former members of the national security apparatus to signal to people serving under this commander-in-chief, Donald Trump, that you can defy him and you can betray your oath of office. That is a very, very dangerous message, and it perhaps is punishable by law. I'm not a lawyer. I'll leave that to the Department of Justice and the Department of War to decide.
But the president has Caroline, can I just follow up? The president and the vice president, for that matter, have accused the other side of encouraging political violence. Isn't that exactly what the president is doing when he says that members of Congress should be killed?
Why aren't you talking about what these members of Congress are doing to encourage and incite violence? They are literally saying to 1.3 million active duty service members not to defy the chain of command, not to follow lawful orders.
Actually, every single can refuse an illegal order, which
but
is
they are but they're suggesting justice. They're suggesting, Nancy, that the president has given illegal orders, which he has not. Every single order that is given to this United States military by this commander in chief and through this chain of command, through the Secretary of War, is lawful.
And that should
and
be the
courts have proven that.
Hang
this
on a
administration.
Hang on. And that should be the message. I got to put on my comms hat here for a second, if you don't mind. That should just be the message. Why are we having this conversation? The only message it should have been given out was every member, every order this commander in chief has given has been lawful. I don't know what the hell these members of Congress are talking about. And it is ridiculous of them to suggest otherwise. And that's it. That's it. Hey, there's your message right there. And the you know why they're doing this, by the way? Let me tell you why they're doing this. Because they want to distract from the accomplishments the president has made in ending wars. Do you know that right now, Harry Enten from CNN shows that Donald Trump right now has a higher approval rating on foreign policy at this point in his presidency than George W. Bush and Barack Obama, and certainly higher than Joe Biden, who had like no approval rating on foreign policy because the world was blowing up around us when he was president. President is the highest approval rating on foreign policy. He just had the Saudi crown prince for dinner. He's now ended the war in Israel. Special envoy Steve Witkoff is talking with Marco Rubio right now. They're working on a Russia-Ukraine peace deal. He ended wars in countries that I've never even freaking heard of before. The guy is doing everything we wanted from him in terms of ending wars and not starting another war. This is why the Democrats are doing this right now, is because they want everybody to go back to talking about how he's Hitler and he's a monster and he's going to cause World War III. And instead of just ignoring them and turning around and saying, actually, we've never given any illegal orders. We're ending wars and the military's never been happier and there's not been a single illegal order being given. I don't know what these idiots are talking about. We've now made this into a story that is now distracting from his accomplishments on foreign policy and ending wars. And that's exactly what they want, by the way. That's exactly what these Democrats want. And you know what they'd love more than anything? As Brian said, you should put them all under oath and have them testify to exactly what they meant. They would love that. They would love that. Oh, yeah. Drag them off, put them under oath, and make them testify and do what they would love it. They would love the attention. You don't think these people want to be household names? That's why they're doing this. They're doing this to be household names. I mean, we are right now honoring a former vice president of the United States, Dick Cheney, who helped lead America into invading another country that did not attack us on 9/11 and caused a war in the Middle East that lasted for 20 years. I'm not saying that that caused it. Obviously, 9/11 did, but certainly it added to and caused further complications. This president was against that war in Iraq. This president is not starting new wars. He's ending wars. And now we're back to talking about whether or not members of Congress should be executed. And every single one of these Democrats who was in that video who said defy an illegal order, by the way, illegal order, which is the law. So all they did was put out a video saying what the law is. That's all they did. Think about it. And for that, we're making them household names now. Did you know who Jason Crow was 5 minutes ago? No, you didn't. Did you know? That's what these people want. They want everybody talking about this for days. They want this news cycle now to go on for days. They have nothing to talk about with Epstein now because the president signed that into law. So now let's talk about this. And what do? We play right into their game. It's stupid. The only answer should have been, we haven't given any legal orders. I don't know what the hell these people are talking about. And that's it. And don't give this any oxygen. And this is where sometimes I wish I could take Trump's phone and stomp on it, which should probably be a federal offense. But you know what I mean? I'm metaphorically, obviously. But I've always wanted to do that with him. many, many times. And I've gotten a lot of dirty looks for it over the years. But this is one of those times where I wish I could have just taken the phone from him. Be like, no, don't do it. Don't give them any attention. Don't give them any oxygen. And please don't help these people become famous. Because that's what they want. They're trying to be famous here. They're trying to raise money off of this. And now they're all going to do exactly that. Oh, the president called for my death and my execution. I guarantee you, every single one of these Democrats has already put out that fundraising email. You want to doubt me? Want to bet me? I mean, I may be wrong once in a while. Doug Burgum. Thought Chiarelli was going to be close. That's on me. Fair. Yep. But the poll said, you know, anyway, it's too soon to talk about that. Doug Burgum, that is. I'm still reeling from that one. Every single one of them has put out a new fundraising email saying, the president wants me dead. He wants me to be killed for speaking my mind and telling our troops not to break the law. That's all they did. It's a stupid video, a pointless, moronic, stupid video saying what the law is. It'd be like, don't drink and drive. It's the equivalent of a don't drink and drive message. Don't drink. Members of the military, don't drink and drive. If someone tells you to drink and drive, don't. If you get an order to drink and drive, don't do it. Because that would be an illegal order. It's like, why are we having this conversation? So you see, sometimes we fall right into their trap. Sometimes we fall right into exactly the game that they want us to be playing. And instead of us not falling into that trap, we fall into that trap. And now we're all talking about what they want us to be talking about and not what we want to be talking about. Like the jobs numbers today, which exceeded expectations, for example. Or the fact that we're ending wars, or the fact that the president signed. You notice how quickly they did this after he signed the Epstein law? Not even 24 hours. Not even 24 freaking hours. And we're now talking about executing members of Congress. The only message should have been, and this is where maybe I should be White House press secretary. The only message should have been the president has never given an illegal order. In his first term, he never gave an illegal order. And in this term, he's never given an illegal order. This president follows the law. This president doesn't defy the courts. This president follows the law and the Constitution. This is a stupid video that's a pointless waste of time and a pointless waste of everybody's time. And the best thing you should do is not listen to it because it's stupid. Anyway, I'm clearly not the White House press secretary. I'm glad Caroline is. She's doing a great job. I'm just saying there are moments like this where I wish I was. Or at least I wish I was in the room. Or at least I wish I could say, can we all just please take a deep breath? But sometimes Trump gets alone with his phone. And that's not always a good situation when he has time to himself with his phone. I'm just saying, it's just not. This is one of those times because now we've helped make these Democrats famous. And they're going to be all over the news cycle now for 48 hours a week, maybe going to Thanksgiving. I don't know. Now the new Thanksgiving conversation is going to be among your liberal in-laws. Do you think we should be executing members of Congress?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Here's Speaker Mike Johnson, who responded to this today. Cut number three.
Speaker,
how you doing?
The president posted that Democrats who urge service members to not follow illegal orders should be punished. It should be seditious, conspiracy, and punishable by death. Give me a response to that.
Look, I know the DOJ and the Pentagon are looking into the legality of all that, but what I can address is what everybody knows. That was wildly inappropriate. It is very dangerous. You have leading members of Congress telling troops to disobey orders. I think that's unprecedented in American history. And as the father of a young man who is, you know, at the Naval Academy, going to be joining the service, I know young soldiers, airmen, sailors, they don't need that kind of nonsense from people in Congress. It is very dangerous.
But punishable by death.
I'm going to let others define what it is, but it's wildly inappropriate.
Did he call for inciting violence?
No. The president. Somebody just showed me what the president put on social media. He's defined that crime. I'm sure, acknowledges that attorneys have to figure all that out.
But he said that it was punishable by death. What are your thoughts about that? Him saying that members of Congress can be punished by death.
What I read was he was defining the crime of sedition. Okay, that is a factual statement. But obviously, attorneys have to parse the language and determine all that. What I'm saying, what I will say unequivocally, that was a wildly inappropriate thing for so-called leaders in Congress to do, to encourage young troops to disobey orders. I mean, think of what the threat that is to our national security and what it means to our institutions. We have got to raise the bar in Congress. This is out of control and is wildly inappropriate. And for a senator like Mark Kelly or any member of Congress in the House or Senate to be engaged in that kind of talk is to me just so beyond the pale. I'm not going to say.
Mr. Speaker, can you comment on the Sherpless McCormick indictment very quickly?
All right. Anyway, let's see. Cleet 3977 says, agree, Rich. Trump needs to let these idiots speak themselves into irrelevance without reacting. Ipso facto says, you disappoint me. You are not just disagreeing, you're being a complete a-hole. I guess he's talking about me. I don't know. I guess sometimes I am an a-hole. Maybe. Possible. I don't know. But I'm just telling you what I feel, and I'm telling you that I'm right. So it's my job. So you can think I'm being an a-hole about it. That's okay. It's fine. But I'm usually right on these things, you know. In the end, I'm usually proven right on these things. And these members of Congress will ride this now for weeks. So I'm just saying that's what they do. And we're all overreacting because what they were saying in the stupid video that's pointless and stupid is don't follow an illegal order. So we're just, yeah, getting ahead of our skis, as Rush used to say. And then you give them the talking points and you give them the message and you give them the microphone. So, you know, I know what the game they're playing here. I get it. The game is to distract from Trump's foreign policy achievements. The game is to distract from the fact that we just signed the Epstein law. The game is to distract from the jobs numbers. The game is to own the conversation and to try to once again paint him as the Fuhrer versus the guy who's making peace around the world, which is what the story should be. I mean, we just had the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia in the United States of America investing $1 trillion in our country and joining with Israel to keep peace in the Middle East and probably join in the Abraham Accords, which again, the president worked out in his first term, historic Middle East peace. We're actually doing these things. We're achieving these things. And the Democrats do not want to let him be known as the peace guy because it really gets away from the whole Hitler thing, you know, because Hitler wasn't always into peace with the whole invading all these countries and starting World War II thing. So that's what they want, obviously. They want this to be the conversation. So, all right, we got other things to talk about, thank God, and we'll talk about them, including are aliens invading, or is it just the comet? We'll talk about that, too. And the vampiric one, Nancy Pelosi, gives the real reason why she is retiring from Congress after 757 years and $357 million in stock trades and making money. And also, Jasmine Crockett continues to humiliate herself every single chance she gets. That is the big story of the hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Vanaria, Vanaria Dental. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. Two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Dr. Mike will give you the smile of your dreams. Go see him today. All right, we got a big 5 o'clock hour straight ahead. Don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.